Even when they made The Sopranos, certain Italian people were like, this is offensive to Italian.
Yeah.
And most Italians were like, yeah.
It's good. Welcome back to the podcast, folks.
Whoa, what is that, Mike?
It's the Netflix Book Club podcast.
What's wrong this week?
This is another episode. We're doing it.
I thought we were having a good time pre-pod, and then you dropped this bombshell on me.
It's episode 195.
What's wrong?
And we're going solo, just a solo pod, no guests, folks. You know who it is. It's Dennis Rooney and Mike Tuohy.
At Dennis Rooney 7 and at _ Mike Tuohy. That's at, you hit the shift and the dash, it brings the dash down to the floor. That's the _ MIKE. Come on, we all have a Mike in our lives. And then Tuohy is TOOHEY. How come we didn't get a whoa, 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 whoa? Are you dropping it?
Follow the pod.
Oh, man.
What is the name of the podcast?
You can find us on Instagram at Netflix Book Club Podcast. You can see our whole schedule for the month of March.
Yeah, we're in March.
The Ides of March, in like a lion, out like a lamb.
Thank God. It was nice and warm today.
Dude, we're in Brooklyn on a very warm Sunday.
I felt so good walking in the sun that I went and bought a laptop I've been putting off for about 3 months.
3 months. Tried 3 years.
Okay, fine. Yeah,
and I
maybe.
I don't mean for the pod. I just mean your other tech is so ancient.
I've had a desktop, whatever they call that, an Apple desktop.
Yeah.
And I want to say I bought it in 2011, and I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
The equivalent, like the TV equivalent of your PC, is one of those big.
This is it.
You remember the you remember the enormous stand flat screens that had the huge back to them, and yes, the speaker was the base.
Yeah,
that's like what your PC reminds me.
Yeah,
of.
Because computers, definitely the tech changes so much. Yeah. So this computer that we actually do use to record this podcast,
we shouldn't talk all this shit about it. It's gonna fucking crap out on
as
us
we're doing it
mid pod.
But it can't download any new software.
Yeah,
it doesn't. Wikipedia just doesn't work.
I'm surprised you were able to change the background on it, dude.
Yeah, I
noticed that. You had a snowy village recently, and now you got the city at sunset.
I took that picture.
That's a beautiful picture, man.
Yeah,
be
that's
proud.
That's Brooklyn.
Wait, you can't operate Wikipedia on there?
Wikipedia doesn't work on this computer. I've showed you it before.
You have, that's right.
And you're like, what do you mean? I'm like, it doesn't work.
That does sound like, that is the exact type of thing where someone would tell me that, and I'd be like, what do you mean it doesn't work? It's an encyclopedia. It's all text. What do you mean it doesn't work?
Like, IMDb works. Rotten Tomatoes works.
Oh, yeah.
But then if you go to Wikipedia, it just does not load. An error comes up. There is no Wikipedia. It thinks it's WikiLeaks.
It's accumulation of the universal amount of knowledge that we all hold. You know what I mean? It's like anything there is to know, basically, is on Wikipedia.
I don't know. Yeah, obviously, the computer's just old. It's old as hell.
Yeah. Are you going to toss it at some point?
Not until I get the information.
Not until this fucking laptop starts working, huh?
The files that are in the computer.
We should do that. I never seen Zoolander.
You've never seen it.
I know. It felt good to get it off my chest, because I don't tell people that. I'm usually very quick to tell people I haven't seen a movie.
Yeah.
It's one of those dumb points of pride where I've seen such dumb, minute movies.
It is a silly movie, but
yeah,
I've seen it many times.
I've seen parts of it, but I've never sat down and seen it.
Because it was like high school, right? Or around there?
I think I was like junior high even, honestly.
Okay, yeah, around there. So, I mean, but no, it was, yeah, come on. So good. So funny, so silly. Gotta see it.
And then I never saw the sequel.
I don't know if I've seen that. Yeah, I think I saw the sequel. It doesn't hold up. No, but that first one, yeah, of course.
Luke Wilson has such comedic chops that don't get utilized all the time, I think.
Wait, Owen Wilson is in Zoolander.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Owen Wilson.
Yeah,
the
one
with the flat nose. The nose, the broken nose that never
got
fixed.
Yeah, the broken nose, yeah.
Yeah, Luke is just more dumb.
Right.
That wasn't a good impression of either of them.
speaking of...
Luke's not dumb. He's just very innocent always. I feel like.
Sure.
Speaking of...
Oh, wide noses.
Wide nose. There you go.
Yeah.
Woo-hee!
The scariest thing in this movie, and it wasn't the leprechaun.
It's me, the leprechaun.
And I'm only joking. Jennifer Aniston is beautiful.
Oh, what a silver lining to this piece of trash movie we watched.
This nose or that nose, she is beautiful. Episode 195, and we did Leprechaun from 1993.
How did we land on this one? I like how we landed on this one. Tell the audience.
The comedy horror movie recommended by my brother-in-law. Shout out, brother-in-law. And I spoke to him today, or I texted him, and I was like, Leprechaun, huh? After I watched it, and he's like, I didn't say it was a good movie.
Right, no.
He was like, maybe good for the pod movie.
Exactly. We're not into necessarily good movies for this pod, you know?
And it is a cult following. They made 7 more Leprechaun movies.
They made
movies.
So many, and they're rebooting it again, I just read. So they did
Another leprechaun.
Let me see if I could bang this out, because I really started. I think I had more joy reading about Leprechaun after watching the movie than I did actually watching this original
film. Also read a little bit, not about the franchise, but just about the folklore of leprechauns.
Okay, so I just read about the franchise, so that's okay. Good, because I want you to hit me with some folklore.
Okay, all right.
I'll hit you with some franchise knowledge. Okay. First of all, the guy who played the leprechaun is
Hardwick?
Warwick.
Warwick.
Well, what's his name? Chris?
Chad?
Oh, what are you, an idiot? Yeah. What did you hit?
What are you, an idiot?
All right. So we know him. He's a little person. He played Willow. You ever watch Willow?
Yeah.
That movie, for some reason.
That's a weird one, right?
That's a real weird one, yeah. Dude. It's fantasy, but it's real depressing and dark.
It's kind of good, I think. Right?
I haven't seen it in full since I was like 7 years old, but I always remember it was on a lot in my house, and I was never happy about it.
Yeah, am I confusing it? Is that when the horse like drowns?
I think that's The Neverending Story.
Okay.
Never mind. But those two movies are kind of occupy the same realm in my head.
I definitely saw it. I definitely saw it. I just...
So, but when I found out, first of all, I thought it was some nobody. I didn't know it was this guy, because you look at his Wikipedia or IMDb page, Warwick, and you're like, oh, this is fucking Ricky Gervais's boy. This guy's been in everything. He's been around forever. He's an established, esteemed actor.
Yeah.
So then you go, oh, well, he probably did the first one. Nah, dude, he's been in like every one.
Yes.
He didn't do the last two.
Okay.
Which, because he finally started getting, I guess his wife was like, Warwick, have some integrity, for the love of God, we have children now, you know?
Well, it's 30 years later, too.
It's a long time to be putting on that 3 hours of makeup to get into it.
It's a lot of buckles.
It's a lot of shoe shining, dude.
He's got buckles on his feet, buckle on the belt, buckle on the hat.
How many times are you going to get hit with a shotgun blast to the chest?
Buckles for stabbing?
Stabbing
buckles.
Let me see if I could bang this out. We got Leprechaun set in, I think it was like Idaho or Nebraska, some shit like that. I'm not that worried about it.
Don't know.
The first one, but it was set where it was set, whatever. Leprechaun 2 is set in, not Hollywood, Las Vegas, I believe, right?
I never
seen Leprechaun 3 goes to space.
Leprechaun in space.
In space. Usually it takes a few before they're like, let's fucking send... Jason and Freddy were,
you know,
dozens of movies before they got sent to space.
He's already a magical being, so space is pretty close.
Yeah.
You got to figure.
Space is not that far out, but it is also crazy to be like, he's a magical being, but he can also be kept in a box with a four-leaf clover on top.
You just have to accept this.
Play by the rules and just roll with the punches.
Also, every shot from the basement looking out.
Yes.
Shouldn't I look into the kitchen? Where this lady fell out of?
This movie makes no sense.
But then there's just a wall? The physics, and I'm like, where is this house?
The physics of certain shots, the house itself, it's a real House of Leaves house. You ever hear that book?
He walks out of the living room, and sometimes he's walking outside. Now he's that's the front door. Yeah. Sometimes he's walking out, you're back in the kitchen.
Arizona. Sometimes they're in Nebraska, New Mexico. Sometimes it's the movie Tremors. It's not even Leprechaun. They just swap out villains at one point. So 3 is Vegas, or 2 is Vegas, 3 is space.
Okay.
4, he finally gets to the hood. The hood.
I saw the hood, yeah.
Have you seen it?
No. I mean, I saw the title, the hood.
Have you seen any of the movies before this one?
I had seen this one years ago. It's one of those ones you watch and you go, oh, this is a piece of crap.
Yeah. Hopefully you're old enough to like laugh at it and be like, this is so bad, it's funny.
Yeah. I think at any age, you know.
Yeah, you're like, this how is bad a piece of trash.
Because he's not that scary.
And at any age, Jennifer Aniston, you're just like, my God.
Looks great with the nose.
She's 24. What do you mean with the nose?
You don't notice the nose?
What do you mean? She got a new nose?
This is the old nose.
This is the old nose.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice the nose.
No, I think I think she looks great. I think she might even look better with the natural nose.
She still looks great, but like I don't think she had to get the nose done.
No. If you see a side by side, you're like, oh yeah.
I'll have to look it up now.
It's like just a little wider.
Yeah.
No, she was great. And she does a good job. She's so likable.
For like a young actress who could skate by on her looks in a shitty film, she brings a lot to the role.
Yes, they really wrote her as a real ditz.
Yeah, you know?
But there's that moment when she leaves I'm never coming back here. Slams the door, and like 1 second later, as predictable as all hell, she comes right back in. But the timing, she's so cute. Yeah. You're just like, oh, she made that fun.
She makes it very
so
fun.
So many people just do that, and you're like, yeah, why are we sitting through this movie? She made it fun.
Especially considering her male counterpart was so forgettable.
Exactly. Like, you could have that guy.
Who knows what he's doing? You know, he tells anyone who will listen, you know, I was opposite Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, he was a Calvin Klein model, and then I don't know this, but I'm just saying.
I believe you.
Yeah, he was a model. That's it. He's nice.
He took a couple acting classes. He landed in this.
Sure. He was cheap.
Right.
$1 million budget.
So I think it's four. Four, he's into hood.
Okay.
Five, back to the hood.
Okay.
Which is great because first when they go to the hood, it's all dudes. It's like Ice-T and rappers and shit, I think.
Okay, yeah.
And it's a pimp. Like, it's the Leprechaun versus a pimp. So you get to root for a pimp. That's fun. You don't get to do that too often, you know?
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying the Leprechaun is like a pimp.
Oh, I'm sure the Leprechaun dons a pimp jacket at some point in that movie. Because that's the thing is...
Changes the hat for the pimp hat.
I always
assume... Necklace.
Yeah.
The whole thing, you know?
Just a giant buckle necklace, you know? I always associated this movie as more horror, but I think the further it got, they just leaned into the comedy aspect of it and the ridiculousness.
Well, I read about the initial version of this movie was straight horror.
Right.
And it was Warwick who made it so, like, goofy and silly.
Yeah. Warwick got into the outfit, and he was like, no one's going to take this seriously. We have to lean into this.
So he really goofed it up, and then they reshot it just to make some of the like gory scenes. So they were kind of tacked on to make it a little bit more violent, like, and it just became this like what it is.
It was supposed to be horror specific. Then they had to go funny with it because they realized they had to. Yeah. And then it sounds like they were like, now it's too funny. We got to put some blood in here.
And yeah, so like the eyeball stuff, and you can see these scenes where they're just like, doot doot doot. They just get okay.
It
we're going to put
heavy
in
all of a sudden.
Yeah,
they
we're
going to
put in this
gas out of nowhere. Yeah.
And they're all close-ups, like, you know that it was...
Dude, Death by Pogo Stick?
Great.
That's fucking good.
It was great.
That's a good piece of
so
business.
So, as bad as this movie is, and it's objectively bad...
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
It's... You know what? It's 90 minutes.
There's an entertainment value to it. It's not like there's some movies that are unwatchable.
Right, right. No, this is watchable.
This is watchable, but it's a bad movie. It's bad.
It's bad. It's saved by a couple things. It's saved by like Jennifer Aniston. It's saved by the kid and the giant simple man. What's his name?
Yeah, they get
Ozzy.
Everything at one point or another gets a little annoying, but yeah, it's
but like it's mean fun. At some points to Ozzy, but
yeah,
it's very funny for the kid to be like, we're going to get you smart again. Like, we're going to fix you, you big idiot.
Well, and that's such a funny line. And then when they go back to it, he goes, you can't have a brain surgery. He goes, yeah, I know, but he doesn't know that.
He
was the one that sold it to him in the first place. Right. I'm like, that was so funny, and it has no business being in this movie, how funny that is.
Yeah, there's a couple really funny moments.
It's like, wait, but he's the one who sold it to him. Now, why? That doesn't even make any sense that he'd say that. But it doesn't, like, what the hell makes sense? Nothing makes sense.
Nothing makes sense in this movie.
Because you find out at one point that he, the leprechaun, can be anywhere he wants to be. He can disappear and reappear.
He loves to pop into a refrigerator, a cabinet. I'd leave all my doors open if this guy were in my house.
But he'd prefer...
At one point, there is a scene where there's three cabinets. And the scene is like 45 seconds long.
Oh my God.
Jennifer Aniston opens one cabinet.
It's so good.
And he's not there. And then she opens another cabinet on the end, and he's not... And then there's the middle cabinet. And he's still not there, right? And I think he pops out of something else. And it's just like, you dumb bitch, just open all three cabinets real fast.
Not only does he just show up somewhere, he shows up in a drawer and grabs the guy's crotch. But he doesn't even like grab it with his nails.
Dude, it looked painful.
He just like grabs it, but nothing happens to the guy.
Yeah.
Which also, this guy is caught in a bear trap. And he somehow gets like faster. Throughout the movie.
True, yeah. At some points, it's like, this guy can't move at all. And then at other points, he's like running a 4-minute mile.
Yeah, so there, he's got a fully loaded shotgun pointed at a cabinet. The wood is, you know, it's particle wood or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you could blast right through this. He decides not to. He's really waiting.
Then the
leprechaun's on a skateboard just like going back and forth. And he's firing off in every direction, missing. And there's nothing is consistent in this movie whatsoever. There's no consistency.
Imagine an ancient evil villain who grabs a skateboard and at one end of a hallway just goes back and forth to fuck with you.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Tell me some leprechaun folklore.
It's so funny.
Here's what I know about leprechauns. I don't think they're like evil. I think they're just like dwarves or elves or whatever you want to call them. They're little people in Ireland, and they've got a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And if you catch a leprechaun, he's got to give you his pot of gold. I don't think he's happy about it, but it's like them's the rules. Them's
so
the breaks.
I think, yeah, well, there's different versions, and over time things change. But if you trap one, you can get rich.
Right.
So that's the trapping thing. But then I think there's certain versions where you can get wishes.
Ah.
Where he grants you 3 wishes, ooh, like in exchange. But yeah, you can trap him. He's a like a fairy, but he's a loner.
Nowadays, we just call him LGBTQ.
There it is.
But come like, on, as far, well,
no, yeah, no, like
I was
he,
slow with it. That's well, my timing was not.
He's
great
like
on
a
that
cave
one
or a forest fairy. Right, like, you know, right, how there's fairies or whatever, the yeah, pixies yeah and stuff. He's like, he's sure something like that. But he's a loner. There's an emphasis on being alone, and he has his jewels.
Yeah, why are they so money lonely? Why are they so hell bent yeah on being alone?
He's a loner. He's always in
he
a cave.
He sees you, they run. They're like, oh, I don't want any. Yeah.
He's off by himself. Yeah, and then there's
they're very
like
elusive, which I guess therefore, if you do catch one, you deserve the money.
Yeah, so and it's trapping them. If you like trap one, so that's why that guy. But so he can disappear and reappear wherever he wants to. He uh-huh doesn't. He's not conformed. But he prefers to chase you, with like running with his shoes like crazy, with yes his feet moving fast, or like roller skates or a tricycle. Like he picks
at one point
a funny
he assembles
thing
a gas powered go kart in like 30 seconds in
which
a barn.
Which you're like, okay, that's wild with a pitchfork. But then
which is also calls back to in other things where gremlins or uh-huh small creatures like that, very mechanically inclined.
Sure.
Ooh, look at that.
And
reading into it too
the
much.
Well, no, because
but kinda
part of the folklore is also they're pranksters.
Right.
They like
fuck with
the
you
pranks. So the pogo stick, yeah, the stuff that's like silly, like that's kind of, I guess it, you know, not that any of this, I'm sure they weren't thinking too much about it when they made this movie, but that
just sat in on like a lecture at Yale.
Right, yeah, about fairies and but what was it? Oh,
Irish folklore.
Yeah, exactly. That gas powered thing with the
go-kart,
it throws the truck.
Yo, he rams the truck
it
and it, yeah, it barrel rolls the truck, which is
so
funny.
And then immediately they're outside behind a log.
And they're okay.
Unscathed.
Yeah, they're just out of the truck.
Not even a scratch.
They got thrown out of the truck. No biggie.
I don't know. I'm going to say, and I don't want to overestimate, I'm going to say four times during the movie, I'm going, yeah, but if you knew that, you wouldn't do this. And then like a few minutes later in the movie, someone just literally like goes and says the words
yeah
that I had just said. It's like, okay, I guess they got to it eventually.
Jennifer
like
Aniston winds up being the only one who's just like, what do you want? When she finally sees it, what do you want? You want the gold? All right, I'll give you the fucking gold. Gives him the gold. And then she's like, all right, that's the end of the movie. But then there's like 15 minutes left. So, you know, you go, I forgot though that the dude had swallowed the thing. So when he's like, there's one piece missing, it took, I mean, I remembered eventually,
yeah,
but it took me a second, where's that last piece? And then I actually thought that was a good turn where it's like, oh, because he swallows the coin at the beginning. You think this bumbling idiot's just being a bumbling idiot.
Yeah.
But it's actually a plot device that's going to get called back on.
And the slingshot.
Like, yeah, the slingshot was gnarly.
But at that point, so he's coming back for the one coin, but now he's more powerful because he has all his coins.
Yeah.
And but at that point, at any instance, he could say, I'm looking for my last coin,
yeah,
which he eventually does. But I'm like, why wouldn't he just, and I go, this is very Irish. I was like, he's a poor,
to not just ask for what you want.
He's a poor communicator.
Yeah,
like, if he could just explain to these people,
Patty, what is it you want? Just tell us.
Why are you angry about everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so
also
funny.
Once you got, so he's got 99 out of 100 of his coins. That means he's at 99% power. He should just be able to like look at that fat guy Ozzy and just be like spliced open with my
yes
mind.
There's you know nothing consistent. He can break a windshield with his fingertips, but
yeah
also lose his hand in a wooden door.
Yeah.
Nothing is consistent.
He could take shots though. He gets shot
oh,
a
yeah
lot in this film to the point where I started to enjoy it. Where I was like, yeah, shoot him, but you know he's gonna be up again in a minute. Yeah. Be careful, guys.
Well, when the slingshot, the gum in the
yeah
4-leaf clover right down the throat, amazing. But then I'm like, shoot him.
Yes.
What are you doing? Shoot him.
The kid at one point says, he's like, how would I do it? I'd put the revolver up to that little green bastard's temple, green guts and brains all over the place. I'm like, this kid's gnarly,
a
dude.
A .357 Magnum. Something about the 90s and that gun, it was so popular.
It was very funny.
I meant
contrast
to look it up. Is that the Clint Eastwood? I know it's a big caliber, but I don't
yeah
know.
It's a revolver.
Is
it's
it
like
that
a six
big
shooter?
Yeah, it's like that yeah, big
yeah
Dirty Harry gun. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I thought it was. I didn't look it up.
The .45, the Eagle or whatever, that's like a proper pistol.
That's different. That's
so,
a different. Yeah,
yeah, or
yeah,
not
yeah, sure.
Handgun or whatever you want to call it. It doesn't have the barrel thing. But Yeah, there's very, you see this in a few movies from the 90s. This one did it really well, though, the funniness of the adult who's a simpleton and the kid who's way too smart for a kid.
Yeah.
Like, the kid is the only kid who can get the fucking truck started. And yeah. when they're hunted by the leprechaun, they all just look at him, and he's like, I gotta take care of this shit and go fucking fix the engine.
When he fixes the engine, I'm laughing, too, because it's like, I've never seen a car, I've never seen an engine with all these tubes.
Yeah.
What are all these tubes?
And he just, like, wiggles
them. He just touches it, yeah, he just touches the tube.
It's like... tubes ignite.
And that just sets up a scene later where he gets to have to fix the truck, and the leprechaun has those tubes in his mouth.
Right, right. For such a dumb movie, they had a lot of, like, nowadays, you would say, oh, it doesn't matter, it's a low-budget movie, they could shoot it with a drone, with a fucking $200 drone. They had some expensive, like, crane shots that were unnecessary in this. Some sort of, like, long crane shots, and just interesting, like, ways of using the camera that you wouldn't expect from, like, this dumb, low-budget movie.
Okay, so what you're describing to me, I'm picturing that the clothesline scene and that long pan across the front of the...
Yeah,
when he's walking, like that. Is that what you're talking about?
So here's the thing. Someone, the director, the DP, whatever, the AD, they all took the time to think out these nice shots. And they are nice shots. And the movie, I don't know where you watched it, but it was updated or something. Like, it looked good on my TV. It looked smooth.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it
great.
Didn't look like fuzzy or like a movie that was fucking 30 years old, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I guess not.
I just mean that some movies you put on and you're like, oh, this movie looks grainy.
Yeah.
This movie didn't really look grainy. It looked smooth. It looked good. But... So they took all the effort to have these nice shots, and then they have no consistency in, like, the way the house is laid out. Like you said, they get rolled over in a truck. The next scene, they're just out of the truck. Yeah, like, they don't bother showing these mandatory things. Like, you would never get away with that in a movie nowadays, not showing people crawling out of the truck.
No, it's from the beginning, which the mother or whatever goes backwards, falling straight backwards out of the living room, through the kitchen, which it doesn't feel like that, but okay, right down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you're downstairs looking up, you're looking at a wall.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really make sense. And then there's that one point where he is walking through, and then you see him in front of a wall, and I'm like, all right, well, maybe you have to make a left turn, which it's impossible for what the house is, but let's just say it's okay. But then that opening shot doesn't make sense. She would have fallen into the wall, not down the... Anyway,
I think
it doesn't matter.
Two different houses. At one point,
it truly doesn't matter.
Do you know the book House of Leaves?
No, House of Leaves.
Do you know that reference when I say that?
No, I don't.
House of Leaves is this book. I think you'd like it, actually. You're on a big reading kick. Maybe I'll lend it to you.
I'm in the Dark Tower series, Stephen King Dark Tower.
You're in the thick of it, and yeah, you got a long way to go.
But right smack in the middle of it.
House of Leaves is like, I think they called it like experimental fiction or whatever, and it's just experimental in the layout of the book because it's kind of like three stories simultaneously going on that kind of tie in together.
Jeez.
But the main story is about this thing called the Navidson Record, which is this guy, I forget if he's an engineer or explorer, he's some sort of badass kind of dude, but he buys a house out in like Virginia and moves his family there, and one day when he's inspecting the house, he finds something very odd. He finds that when
pot of gold?
He finds a pot of gold. He finds a fucking leprechaun in the cabinet. They told him no leprechauns. There was a leprechaun. Chaos ensues. No, he finds that the house... One hallway on the house is like 6 inches shorter on the outside than it is on the inside. And it's like he can't make sense of it. Like he's looking at the blueprints, he's doing all these measurements, blah, blah. Then one day he's in that same hallway and there's just a door there that's never been there before.
Okay.
And he opens the door and it's like basically it becomes this thing where like the house on the inside is a labyrinth. On the outside, it just looks like a house. So House of Leaves is now kind of like people will refer to that when something's like that.
Oh, you know, gotcha. I mean?
Which in this movie they clearly did not intend to do. It would have been cool if it was like, yeah, the leprechaun's powers. Who knows what this house can lead to, you know?
Yeah. No, you got the feeling that someone had a pet tarantula like an AD on set and they were just like, hey, let's use this.
Any movie in the 90s set in an old house
tarantula
had a shot of a tarantula. We loved a tarantula shot in the 90s.
I had to look it up too because I'm like, do they have webs?
I don't think they do, right?
So they do have webs, but they don't hunt with a web.
Yeah.
So they will, a male will make a web, put its semen in it, and then the woman will come over to the web and do whatever she needs to do.
I never thought about trying that.
So it's an option.
In the web, huh?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Sticky zone.
Sticky
whatever.
Business. They can also sticky make one making like a little den.
Right.
But I think
I've seen.
But I think that's sort of part of it too. It's probably they
also aren't tarantulas just like super gentle. But they just look so fucking big and frightening.
Yeah, they're like fuzzy.
Yeah, they're like they're not going to bother you at all.
I don't think so.
Unless you're
they'll scare the crap out of you.
Yeah, they'll scare the crap out of you.
They're big. But
you look at Home Alone, remember the tarantula on the face?
Yeah, of course.
He really shot that. Like, there's no workaround for that. He shot that fucking scene, right?
You know, if I had to, if they asked me if I'm in a movie, I guess I'd prefer a tarantula to a snake.
Ooh, that's a good question.
If I had to work with a snake, I don't know.
What
you know
what? What about that pit of snakes from Indiana Jones?
I was just going to say, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe one snake isn't so bad. Yeah, but a pit of snakes, I'd rather a tarantula.
I don't even like a one snake. Have you ever held a snake?
Yes, but like, you know, at arm's length.
Your drug dealer's house in high school and he lets you hold the snake? My guy did.
My guy did. Yeah, we fed it a mouse. There's always a guy in college who has a snake. What's that about?
Tom Green.
What is that, Tom Green?
You ever see Road Trip?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, Road Trip. He's got a snake, and he's watching his friend's snake while his friend goes on the road trip. And the whole movie is him like, you can only feed him on Tuesday, and it's like Friday, and every day he's like, the day's almost here. And then it finally comes, he drops in, the snake doesn't go for it, and he just, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know? Anyway, that's
I think it was one of those movies I put on, and then I ended up making out.
Ooh.
And then I never really watched the movie.
Yeah.
And then I never watched it.
Oh. So I did the opposite.
It's one of those.
I think she tried to lean in during the movie. I was like, it's just getting good.
You're missing
Tom Green. Like, if you don't pay attention now, you're not going to understand the jokes later, because it's a callback. You never understood comedy, bitch. Get out of my parents' basement.
Yeah, well, that's the difference then.
Road Trip's a great movie. Yeah, it is.
Maybe
it
I'll
is
go back. Movie. All right, a couple of things to point out.
Hit
here.
Me.
The magical pointing to turn off the sunlight to start the movie. The leprechaun is like coming down a cave or a tower, and he just sort of like turns around and shoots off the magical. It gave me Jerry Stiller. You know Jerry Stiller,
yeah,
the dad.
From what though?
Yeah, he just looked like Jerry Stiller, throwing his some type of magic. Maybe
he's still alive, right?
Maybe it's like Costanza's dad.
Okay, yeah.
That character
from Seinfeld,
right? Finishing the Jameson bottle after at home.
I think it said Jameso on it because of course you can't use James, but it's like
did it not say Jameson?
It
was like
I
meant to be Jameso.
It's supposed to be Jameson, and it's. The bottle, everything.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure, and maybe I'm wrong, because it was quick. I didn't go back to verify. But when they do stuff like that, I'm always curious. I'm like, does it actually say the legit brand, or did they have to kind of change something? And I'm almost positive it just said Jameso.
That's so weird.
Well, you can't, you know.
Was that,
I wonder how
do you think
Irish...
that's a gag? Because Jameson isn't going to be upset. They want the... That would be It would be product placement
product
before
placement
they
for
did
sure. But I think it's just a matter of, like, I just don't think you can do it without... I mean, you could do it, but you face the consequences of legal action.
Do you though? I mean, like,
if you don't think you could use a brand in a film without a
Coca-Cola
permission, right?
They're gonna like if you have a Coca-Cola in your movie, that you have to ask Coca-Cola.
I think so.
Jeez,
I thought so. Yeah, because you could make some awful nefarious movie and fill it with product placement, and then those people are gonna sue the shit out of you. They're like, we don't want to be associated with this movie.
That is true, but this has, yeah, I guess he's driving while drinking. Yeah, maybe. I didn't know.
Jameson, they could have hit up Jameson. Jameson would be like, yeah, we don't give a fuck. No one's going to see your movie. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I don't know. That Irish guy was a little offensive.
Oh, he was brutal.
He was a little offensive.
He was brutal, and he had nothing to say, but I'm rich now. It was a lot. Also, this whole story gets told, like, you know, the way that they push it along is so funny. It's just people explaining what happens next. But I need the gold or else I'll do this.
Yeah, and it's like you were supposed to be gone back to Ireland for your mother's funeral, and then you wound up getting tangled up with a leprechaun. I kind of want to see that movie. Maybe that's the reboot, dude. So I never finished, by the way. So leprechaun into hood, leprechaun back to the hood.
Well, that shows you how bad the one in space was.
Yeah, right?
They made two into hood.
I can't believe they went to the hood before. I mean, they went to space before they considered the hood. It's on this planet. So the hood is with guys, and then back to the hood is with girls.
Okay.
And then they did the thing where it was Leprechaun Revisited, I think.
Okay.
And that's the one that Warwick was like, I'm not doing that. And then they did it again, Leprechaun Begins, where they tried to reboot it like 4 years ago.
Is that like a dark reboot that's scarier or something?
Sort of. I think that's what they were going for.
I saw the cover maybe, and I'm like, oh, this must be the gritty.
Yeah, trying to take it serious again and like bring some like ancient mysticism to it or whatever.
Yeah.
But, it went straight to video, though, so I don't think it was very good.
Then that's no good.
But now, with the success of certain, you know, they're always trying to reboot stuff, and the horror genre has been blooming the last couple of years, especially with certain directors and stuff, that they got people involved with. I read Barbarian. I read a couple other big movies that came out in the last few years. Seems like they're trying to put together a crack squad to reboot this again in a serious way with a proper team.
I don't think you can take it serious.
Well, I think if you reboot it, you got to go so dark and Irish mysticism and like grisly fairy tale aspect. You can't have it kind of funny. If it's kind of funny, you got to lean in and it's got to be ridiculous, like Into Hood and Back to the Hood and all
that. I mean, even the first, even the one we watched, it's when they're throwing shoes out of the box.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's funny.
He can't resist shining these dusty shoes.
That's also, when they started doing that, I was like, that's really smart.
But it's like so, but at the same time, so dumb.
Yeah.
But also, why weren't they in the Wrangler throwing the shoes and then they all could have got away?
Yeah. No, this, because,
of course, yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't. Oh, and then Jennifer Aniston goes there, sees Brady's dead. The leprechaun's in the thing, you know, she narrowly escapes, gets all the way back home, and then continues to scream at the simple guy, shut up about this, believe in the leprechaun. Yeah. It's like, lady, you know, you saw Brady die, his dying words, yeah. No one believed me,
it's a real leprechaun. Well,
it's like, whoever, you know, did they shoot that scene out of play, did they write it weird, and they changed the story, and just were like, we got it.
They really shit on Oz every chance they get in this movie. And it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, he's dumb. Yeah, he's whatever, simpleton. But it's like, he's right the whole movie. You know, he is right.
Right.
I don't know about the UFOs and all that other stuff, but he's right about this leprechaun. Yeah.
Well, I guess
three guys who paint.
That was pretty funny. That was okay.
And their painting is just awful. And then they're just covered in paint the entire movie, and the paint doesn't stay consistent. They got paint on their face, paint on their shoulder. It's all different. It's so... But you know what? They finished the movie and they made it. And it was a success and they made seven more of the fucking things or whatever it is, six more.
I wonder how shocked these actors were.
Yeah, right? That it was a hit?
Yeah.
You know? I wonder if Warwick... Now, I'm sure Warwick was happy for the gig. You know, I mean, it's early 90s. I don't know.
So Lionsgate is the production company that shows up when the movie starts. But it was actually shot with this other...
Trimark.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was merged into or absorbed. So I wonder, you know, I just really wonder. These actors made it. This Trimark, which is obviously a smaller one, I'm assuming it wasn't going great.
They were trying to break into the independent kind of movie thing.
And, you know, they just shoot this thing. It was a $1 million budget. So, you know, nobody really made that much money to, as far as actors go. Because I'm sure most of it went into the leprechaun.
I was going to say the makeup of that fucking thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So... You know, and there's a lot of shooting and stuff. It all costs money. And then, I don't know, Lionsgate makes it, puts it out, and, you know, finishes it, puts it out, and then you become this, I don't know,
weird,
seven
successful
movies
thing.
Later,
yeah.
Where everybody's watching it and knows you from it.
And, I mean, it must have, like, Warwick must have been happy to do it if he did In Space, To the Hood, Back to the Hood.
Oh, you do it.
Like, I think
you're a leprechaun.
I think there's people who like love him for this role, you know what I mean? And he's probably happy for it.
Yeah.
Although now he's distanced himself from it,
right?
Which I get, you know.
Well, I guess at a certain point you go, I can't do this anymore.
I think he said, and I might be misremembering things I've read on the internet, but I think he said that he doesn't want to do any more horror movies until his kids are over 18. Which is such a diplomatic way of being like, I'm above this now, dude. Stop asking. I'm above this.
Well, you know what? Also, he probably has a little bit more money than he did at the time.
Yeah, they probably can't afford him.
Let's be serious. And
for
he's,
sure.
You know, doesn't need to. Well, because if you needed the money, you'd probably buckle up.
Hey.
And you'd do another movie.
Shoes and put on a smile.
Those buckles, man.
Yeah.
So in folklore, he is a cobbler. He does work on his shoes, but he moves very quickly and he takes many steps because he's small. So he's often sitting. Down
fixing
repairing
his
own shoes, and that's part of the folklore there.
That's very interesting. That's funny.
So, there you go.
Plus, tiny shoes are going to fall apart, you know? Of course he's a cobbler. He's going to make all his own shit. They don't sell them that size. Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know. Is it racist? I don't think so. Can't be. It's from medieval. It was a medieval folklore.
It's like nobody cares. It's
well,
what
that's
Irish people
typical
are not,
Irish,
never
nobody,
gonna be like, you know what I mean? Even when they made The Sopranos, certain Italian people were like, this is offensive to Italian.
Yeah.
And most of the times were like, yeah. But there were some who took umbrage. There were some who took umbrage. And I am curious I wonder if there's any love for this movie in Ireland and this series of movies, or if they're just like, oh, it's just American trash cinema. We don't give a shit.
I'm positive that's how they feel.
But there might be, because in every country, there's that niche of horror. People love horror films. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
If you love horror movies really, like a lot, it means you love bad movies, because most horror movies are bad, you know? And I don't know. It's just,
I doubt that they like it over there, but maybe they do.
Like, oh, I think the majority of people probably don't even know about this movie, but I think, like, there's probably a small bit of...
No, they know about it. They know. It's big. It's big. It's a cult.
It's seven of the fucking things.
It made $8 million.
I know. Funny, though, I bet they... You know why they hate it? Because they got a British actor to play an Irish leprechaun.
You're right.
They don't care for that, dude. That's definitely why,
dude. Yeah, that sticks out.
First the potato famine, now this. When does it end, dude?
You gotta believe. And then 1 second, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
And she even, the way she said it was sarcastic.
Right, right.
That shouldn't work. That shouldn't have worked.
God, her legs in this movie.
Yeah, no, she's beautiful.
Yeah, I'll get over it.
How about this line? Fuck you, Lucky Charms.
Yes, the one F-bomb, I think, in the movie.
No,
right?
There was another.
Was there another one?
Two of them, yeah.
Oh, so it must have been rated R then, right?
Oh, it was rated R, but it was rated R because of the gore.
Oh, yeah, true,
but yeah, there was at least two.
Everyone's an idiot in this movie. The cop pulls them over. He's like, a little late for you to be out, kid. It's like, look at that thing, dude.
I'm a leprechaun. I'm 600 years old. All right. Enough for that. I like that his patented move, too, is just like grabbing their face and then
squeezing.
Yeah. And it doesn't kill them.
Those claws, man. Yeah, and even the cop at one point, the cop just like runs around. And then he's just convinced he's alone, and he smiles. He's like, oh, I'm okay. It's like, dude, go back to your car.
You mean that guy who he took, the leprechaun took his gun and just sort of tossed it?
Yeah, I like
that.
And I was
like, why don't you go get the gun?
Yeah, go get the gun. I wish the leprechaun had fucking ironed up at one point and started shooting people.
That scene, he keeps popping up behind trees.
Yes.
I couldn't believe how long. I mean, I could because whatever. The movie's so stupid.
Yeah.
But how many more trees was he going to pop? Like, we get it. He's popping out behind all the trees.
Do you give it a stream? Do you suggest it to people?
I think I already kind of said. I kind of said what I said. It's like, it is a bad movie, period. But it's not an unwatchable movie, you know? So, like, yeah, maybe you don't stream it. But there's some bad movies that I'm like, you can't even sit through this crap. There's no reason to watch it. You're going to be entertained. You're going to be, you're going to start screaming at the TV.
Yeah.
At one point or another. But it is kind of a fun thing to watch. It is really stupid.
Yeah, I gotta give it a pass, but it's close. But I just can't.
Yeah, it is. It's a don't stream.
In a list of movies where you'd be like, it's not. I'm not saying it's amazing, but like, oh, you gotta watch it once. I think you don't need to see this once. Maybe in the hood. It seems. I was reading on Reddit.
Did you watch it? You didn't watch it.
This is the only one I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
But it seems of the people who love those dumb, silly horror movies that can lean comedically.
Yeah.
They're like, it hit its stride in
the
hood.
So funny. So maybe
Ice-T's
that one's good.
Ice-T's in it, dude. And Ice-T was successful in the 90s. He didn't need to be in that fucking
movie. He's still on TV. He's still successful.
TV. Yeah, yeah.
He's the only one left on like Law and Order.
Right, right.
He's still on there. And he's basically like a recurring character in Rick and Morty.
At this point now, yeah, as that Ice-T thing. Although I skipped his episode this season.
But still.
Yeah,
right. You know, he's doing fine.
Yeah.
He's a movie star.
From Leprechaun into Hood all the way to Rick and Morty.
Right, he's got range.
What range?
Although I do like when I recently watched an SVU. I gave up a long time ago on that show, but I caught one recently, and he's still there. Mm-hmm. I just love the way he plays it because you just feel like he doesn't care at all.
Right.
But is also, that's kind of like how maybe a veteran cop might be.
Yeah.
Just like trying to get through the days. He's seen a lot.
Yeah.
And just like, yeah, it's another one, another tough case on another tough day. He just doesn't give a shit. But it's kind of like, yeah, I guess a cop probably doesn't give a shit.
I never seen one episode of any of those crime.
You've never seen Law and Order?
Nope.
Bum bum?
Bum bum.
Bum 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 bum?
Does it go bum 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 bum?
I thought
it
was just a bum bum.
I know the theme song. That's it. I've never seen it. I don't like those crime procedurals. An hour of this? I'm good on that. It's like the same thing every week. I like John Mulaney's bit about it. You ever hear his bit about it?
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, I liked Law and Order, the original. Mm-hmm. The first half of the episode would be the cops, the law, and the second half was the courtroom was the order.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It didn't have to be sexual stuff. I guess we use all sexual crimes. It was all types of crimes, and they do a lot of stuff that like happened in the recent year.
Right.
And I always liked it, but then
that's kind of interesting. That's cool.
That was Law and Order. That's the original. But then, yeah, now
they're in Miami.
Well,
doing pet abuse cases only.
But yeah, no, they do. Yeah, it's all. And now it's actually just about it's like, yeah, it's too much. It's yeah, too yeah. silly. You have to love the characters. But at a certain point, I mean, it's on 19 seasons.
Wild.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
People just like, it's comfort food, you know, for TV.
That's absolutely what it is. You're just getting those beats.
Yeah.
They're playing those familiar beats.
Right, right, right.
Which, whatever. God bless. I guess there's a lane
for
that. There's
a market for it, yeah.
Yeah, the episode I watched, the last scene, the detective's going into therapy. Like, she goes to a therapist every week. It's like we're so beyond what it was.
Right, when it started as, yeah. So you know, it's just going to be from the therapist's point of view? It's just going to be cops coming in and talking about their trauma when they've had to draw their gun and pull
Wait, this sounds pretty good.
It's not a bad show. I'll sell it it's right like now, NBC.
Sopranos meets Law and Order?
Yeah, right?
Whoa.
Just the therapy.
Wait a second.
Just a therapy. But you got to be out of the room, so you'll do flashbacks, though, to like what the thing happened.
I think we got something here.
Write it up. Sell it. Created by Dennis Rooney, but I want to use a pen name. I want to be called Schmirk Beglin.
What was the name of the leprechaun?
Schmirk. What was it? No, it was just leprechaun. Just I leprechaun? Think he said, yeah. I'm 600 years old.
Right. He doesn't have to eat.
He doesn't know the word my. It's all me.
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 But he gets out of the crate and he eats a roach.
Yeah, what's that about? He's like, I'm starving.
He did it. And I go, oh, I guess he eats. Yeah, and then he goes, I haven't eaten in 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
But so he likes to eat, but he doesn't need to.
So the first thing he eats, a bug?
Why couldn't he just burst out of the side of the crate?
I don't know. That was the one believable thing. I'm like, okay, four-leaf clover, we've established.
On top of the thing, it's like, cool.
But this is what's annoying. Brady knew. You touch him with that, then you can kill him.
Yeah.
If you knew that, and you had the four-leaf clover at the time, and you had hammer and nails,
yeah.
Why not just drop it on him and drill a nail in his head? Why waste it?
Irish people are dumb, bro. Come on. No, we're not. But he was drunk, and thus stupid. Brady. Oh, Grady. Was it Brady or Grady?
I think it was Brady, but whatever.
Brady or Grady.
Whatever it is.
First of all, he would never have gone back to his wife if he actually had all that money. All right.
With that wig on.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Also, she goes, a limousine. It's like,
we don't have the money for this.
Yeah, but you're driving the limousine. What the hell is that?
He tipped the driver something pretty, something nice. That was nice, you know?
Wait, did he?
He tipped the driver, didn't he? I think he gave him a gold piece. Maybe not.
No, I think he drove it. That's why, because he gets out of the car finishing a bottle of Jameson, and right. I'm like, he was driving drunk.
Yeah.
That's why it was so stupid. A limousine, like, if you...
But there was a limousine driver. I guess that was part where it's like, I'll drive.
Wait, so there was money. A limousine driver?
Yeah, remember the driver, he like tips the driver in front of the wife, I remember.
I don't know. I guess I missed that.
Because the driver says like, sir, ma'am.
I missed that.
Yeah.
No, because I
guess that is kind of a funny little bit, though, then, where it's like, yeah, he got the limousine driver, but he drove, you know, because he's like celebrating. That's kind of dope. It's kind of a gangster move.
I'm confused now. Maybe I gotta rewatch. I won't.
The whole thing.
I won't rewatch.
Luckily, it's only the first 3 minutes.
Yeah, it is really silly. It's kind of funny. Yeah, it's a bad movie. Like, it's a bad movie. BAD.
It's got its place in history, but yeah, I couldn't recommend. I would never tell someone like, oh yeah, you gotta see the first one.
Right. No. Yeah. But it reminds me a little bit of like Freddy Krueger. In like that's more horror, but in like it's kind of like a bad movie.
Where it's like ridiculous,
and he's singing these nursery rhymes, you know. There are some similarities.
I think I would have liked the movie more, except for I just found him so annoying. I wasn't afraid of him. I was annoyed of him, and he'd be funny in moments, but he'd be annoying all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's what a leprechaun is, kind of. It's like, not necessarily gonna fucking kill you, mm-hmm. although this one will. But like,
it's similar to Gremlins.
Yeah. Yeah, he just wants to fucking cause chaos.
There's a little bit
shit.
Of the prankster. Yeah, there's like the silliness. But
he even,
they
I
will
think,
kill you.
I even think like he won't go out of his way to kill you unless you fuck with him, really, it seems, you know?
I guess.
Like, he doesn't really bother anybody who doesn't...
He kills the cops.
Well, the cop pulled him over. You don't do that. You don't fucking bother me. I'm a free civilian.
He can take your voice after you're dead.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool thing.
That was cool, I guess. Did you notice there was like some over... What's it called? Like the
overdub,
yeah,
yeah, on the voices, yeah. A lot of things were fixed in post production.
Yeah,
I mean, I bet they did. Well, think about it like this: I bet you they did shoot them getting out of the truck, and then they look at it and they're like, "We can't fucking put this. Looks ridiculous." It's like, all right, just leave it out then. It's like, what? Just leave it out. All right,
they're behind the tree now.
They're behind the tree.
It's fine. It's fine. There's a leprechaun.
You know, if the leprechaun can transport just to being in a cabinet, these people could just be behind the tree. All right. Yeah, I bet that's what it was, dude. Where, and then in the post, they're like, yeah, all these lines need to be dubbed over louder. They're not loud enough. Probably something like that. I don't know. But anyway, it's March. Happy Women's Month. That's why we did it.
Yeah, we did it for Women's Month, the Leprechaun.
We're doing the Sandler in space with the spider next week.
Is that next week already?
I think it is. Yeah, because it dropped this past Friday.
All right, we're putting the Sandler in space.
Yeah, I forget what it's called.
Yep,
you know what it is.
Sandler in space, and then... whatever we're doing. The schedule's up. Check the Netflix Book Club podcast on Instagram.
Sandler in space with the spider. We need four things. And then something else interesting, I think, towards the end of the month. I forget.
Yeah, look it up.
All right, look it up. Something very odd. He finds that when
pot of gold?